Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the June 10th, 2025 meeting of Sussex County Council, and I'll call the meeting to order. And on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have some recommended changes to today's agenda. 30 public hearings. We have two items, change of zone and a condition for the same application. The applicant has asked us to have both of those withdrawn so we can remove those from the agenda. I mean, there will be no 130 public hearing today. In addition, we can strike executive session, land acquisition, and possible action on executive session items. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, any questions? Okay, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Riley, I'm sorry.
Second,
Mr. McCarron. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Quinterbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of June 3rd, 2025. Any questions, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. I'll up down the agenda a little bit to the consent agenda. We have five items on there, and the first one is the use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, First State O&M Surgery Center, West Rehoboth area. The second is existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA 2025-22, Game On's Complex in the Oak Orchard area. The third is the use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, the Commons on Vines Creek, Borough of Frankfort area. And then the fourth is the proclamation for the Cape and Lopen High School Girls Lacrosse State Championship. And last is the Cape and Lopen High School Baseball State Champions. Any motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Ms. Quinterbaum. Any question on the motion? All right, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Quinterbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two proclamations today on occasion to congratulate two teams from the same high school, which are in the audience today. We're going to recognize both teams for bringing two championships down to Sussex County, which we always are very thankful for. Keep them downstate. We're going to start with the girls lacrosse team, and we'll read both proclamations, invite council down to take pictures with both teams. Does that sound okay?
Good.
Would you like to say a few words?
I would. Thank
Councilwoman,
you, Todd.
Go ahead, please.
Cape Henlopen High School in Montrose. I just want to personally congratulate all of you for your visits. I know how hard won they are. I too was an athlete, so you can't judge somebody by their height, right? I was, believe it or not, on my volleyball team. So I could jump, and on my tennis team. And I can tell you that the lessons I learned as an athlete were among the most important I learned in my life, that have stood with me for my entire life, as well as some of the friendships I made with my team members. So congratulations on many, many levels.
Well said, thank you. All right, I'll begin with the proclamation for the girls team. A proclamation to honor the Cape and Lopen High School girls lacrosse team upon winning the 2025 DIAA championship. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the Cape and Lopen High School girls lacrosse team for winning the Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association title as state champions for the 2025 season. The Cape lacrosse team capped an impressive season in beating Tower Hill School by a score of 20-9. During the state championship game on Saturday, May 31st, ending with a 17-0-1 record. The Cape team's accomplishment is the 15th state title for the Lady Vikings, the most titles of any Delaware school in the sports history here in the first state. The Cape's team played a formidable opponent in facing teams from across Delaware and throughout the Mid-Atlantic region during the 25 season, displaying cooperation, consistency, and character above all else. The Cape lacrosse team's accomplishment is a source of tremendous pride for the Cape and Lopen School District community and all of Sussex County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Council commends the Cape and Lopen High School girls lacrosse team upon winning the 2025 Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association Championship title and proclaims Tuesday, June 10th as a day for all Sussex residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. Congratulations, team. I got a second proclamation here for another team, not to be outdone. Proclamation to honor the Cape Henlopen High School baseball team upon winning the 2025 DIAA championship. County Council wishes to recognize the Cape Henlopen High School baseball team for winning the DIAA championship for the 2025 season. The baseball team capped an impressive season in beating Conrad by a score of 6-4 during the state championship game on Sunday, June 1st, ending with a season 21-1 record. The Cape Henlopen High School team's accomplishment is the third state title for the Vikings in the last 7 years. The Cape baseball team played as a formidable opponent in facing teams from around Delaware and throughout the Mid-Atlantic region during the 25 season, displaying cooperation, consistency, and character above all else. The Cape Henlopen High School baseball team's accomplishment is a source of tremendous pride for the Cape District and all of Sussex County. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the County Council commends Cape Henlopen High School baseball team upon winning 2025 DIAA championship title and proclaims Tuesday, June 10th, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. Congratulations, both teams. So let's start with the girls' team. Come on up, and we'll gather in the front, and Chip will get you guys situated. We'll invite the council to come down and take a picture with both teams.
Thank you. chill.
Do they want to stick around?
Choice is hers.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you, guys. Thanks again.
It doesn't get any more interesting than county council meetings. You know?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
See ya. Good job. Congratulations.
Congrats, Ben.
Good job. Thank you. Congratulations, ladies.
Good job. We'll see you next year.
Might. Okay, I'm going to move back up the agenda to reading of correspondence. Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Now it's time for our public comment, and this is time for people to comment on something the county has jurisdiction over. You'll have 3 minutes when the green light comes on. Oh, we don't have anyone. No one signed up. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to make public comment? It's time, 3 minutes, and I'll go ahead and say it. When the green light's on, you got 3 minutes. When the yellow light comes on, you got 1 minute. And when the red light comes on, I ask you to wrap it up. And we have no one in here today. All right, I'll ask the operator, is there anyone that would like to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Wow, okay. Moving on down the agenda, I'll close public comment, and we'll go to the county administrator's report. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. One item for the county administrator's report for June 10th. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Middle Creek Preserve Phase 3B construction record received substantial completion effective May 30th. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Moving on to Mr. Whitehouse. I believe we're at Mr. Whitehouse. Yes. About the 2025-30 filed on behalf of Roxana Storage, request for an extension.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. We have one time extension request on today's agenda. May 27th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request for a time extension of conditional use number CU2293 for storage units and outdoor storage of boats for a property located on the west side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 0.68 mile northeast of the intersection of Roxana Road and Daisy Road. Specifically, the covering letter stated that the applicant was unable to get underway within the required 3-year period and was requesting a 6-month time extension on the grounds that the entrance was not to be built until later this year, and they had to get all the necessary approvals from the state to do that. We've not been provided a specific construction timetable other than that the entrance will be underway later this year. Staff reported this to the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 4th of this year, and the Commission unanimously recommended that a 6-month time extension be granted. The next step is to bring it to County Council for your consideration, and included in your paperless packet is a short memo outlining all of this information. And unless there's any questions, Mr. President, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Sure. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves a 6-month time extension request for conditional use number 2293.
Okay, pleasure of Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions on this motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Andrea Wall, accounting manager.
Good afternoon, Mr. President and members. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. President and members of Council. I'm here this afternoon to make a recommendation for our insurance placements for fiscal year 26. As we approach the renewal of our insurance package on July 1st, our broker, Alliant, and our insurance consultant, Insurance Buyers Council, both recommended that Sussex County market all lines of our insurance package. Although we are presenting an increase in cost, this is largely due to the increased values associated with the upgrades at South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, as well as the addition of a new paramedic station and upgrades to the James Farm. This does not reflect increased claim activity or the insurability of Sussex County. Your packet included the expiring costs and premiums for FY26 for each line of coverage, as well as information on two enhancements to our program for volunteer coverage and crisis response program. At this time, I can answer any questions or I have a motion for your consideration.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, please read your motion.
Based on the recommendation of Alliant Insurance Services, Insurance Buyers Council, and the Sussex County Finance Department, that Sussex County Council authorizes the placement of insurance coverage as presented for the period of July 1, 2025 through June 30th, 2026 at a cost not to exceed $2,505,136.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunebaum. Any questions? And we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
County Assistant County Engineer, Mr. Mauser.
Good afternoon to County Council. I have one item on the agenda today, and that is amendment number one to the George Miles and Buehr miscellaneous engineering base contract. The amendment is for design and bidding services for Warwick Park Phase 2 project. And prior to reading the motion, I'll provide a quick update and background on the project. So Council most recently saw the Warwick Park Phase 2 septic elimination project at the March 4th public hearing. Based on the favorable public hearing, ordinance number 3079 was adopted, and the project proceeded to loan closing. The DENREC State Revolving Fund loan was closed on March 14th in the amount of $9,963,000, or $9,963,400, and the connection of the Warwick Park Phase 2 community to county sewer will eliminate septic systems from 192 homes, which results in an estimated 7,200 pounds of total nitrogen being removed from the Indian River Bay on a yearly basis. So that's very good environmental benefit to the project. The wastewater will be conveyed to the nearby Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. It's just 2 miles to the north. It's very, very close by. Quick background on GMB. GMB is a local engineering firm. They're one of the four firms that were selected in our A&E on-call services contract. And they're currently completing design work for Warwick Park Phase 1. So they were an easy selection for Warwick Park Phase 2. GMB was asked to develop a scope of work for design and bidding services and provided a detailed proposal in the amount of $488,300. And I would like to read the recommended motion to council, unless council has any questions.
Any questions? Please read your motion.
Okay. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that amendment number one to the EJ-CDC 2024 miscellaneous engineering base contract with George Miles and Buehr be approved in an amount not to exceed $488,300 for design phase services associated with the Warwick Park Phase 2 project.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, council.
Mr. Patrick Brown, project engineer.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, County Council. This is the waterside. It's a Chapter 96 roads project, third time we've seen it. We completed construction back in April. Here today with the motion to provide final balancing for the construction contract, substantial completion. We'll be back one more time then once we have the assessment roll pulled together for all project costs, that then we can commence the reimbursement billing.
Okay, so you have a motion?
Yes, sir.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order one for contract T25-04 Waterside Road Improvements, a Chapter 96 Sussex County Improvement Program project, be approved for final balancing, increasing the total contract amount by $10,672.19, and that substantial completion be granted effective May 9, 2025, with retainage released in accordance with the contract documents.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you, sir. I will add that the project went smooth and we came in well underneath the referendum amount. So
very nice.
Assessment should go well.
Excellent work.
Thank you. Very good.
Mr. Medlars.
President, council members, good afternoon. We have the Joy Beach project before you, and remember that's the Joy Beach Phase 1. That is the piece which is Joy Beach proper, Waterview, and Bookhammer. We're working now on the extension, which is further up Camp Arrowhead Road, and that should be in design and move forward with your approval for supplemental funding. But this one here is the closeout for the Joy Beach proper portion under the Chesapeake turf contract. Everything is in the punch list items. We are working through some punch list items. We have a motion for your consideration to approve the balancing change order and grant substantial completion, and that will close out that particular contract. We do have DNRC concurrence to that.
Okay, please read your motion.
It be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that change order 4 for contract S20-12 Joy Beach Sewer Expansion be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $133,687.60 and granting substantial completion for April 25, 2025 with any retainage released in accordance with the contract documents contingent upon the SRF final concurrence.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Any questions on the motion? All right, now we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Medlars.
Next is grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Harry K. Foundation. They're requesting $5,000 for their food backpack program. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $2,600. This typically does qualify for the countywide youth grant. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Okay.
Can you give us our balances?
Sure. Yep. So Ms. Grunebaum has $1,050, Mr. Hudson has $2,550, Mr. Lloyd has $400, Mr. McCarron has $650, Mr. Riley has $4,350, and the youth account has $5,462.
So we have three requests on today. we want to make sure that, you know, we cover everything. So for the Harry K, how much will qualify for youth?
I have $3,462 budgeted for Harry K out of youth, which leaves $1,538 to be covered if you want to give them the full $5,000.
So we need $250
if you want to start the math.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start the math. $250.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I would donate $800. This is cleaning out the account. This is $888 out of the District 4 account.
Okay. And now there's $400 left to cover if you want to do the $5,000.
How much?
$400 left to cover.
I'll do two.
Okay. Ms. Grunebaum is in for $200.
Are we $200 short?
Yes.
We're $200 short.
Okay, I'm in for two then.
Okay. Mr. Riley's in for $200, and Ms. Jennings, what's the total on that again?
It is $5,000, and I can read it for you. So it's $200 from District 3, $888 from District 4, $250 from District 2, $200 for District 5, and $3,462 from the youth grant for a total of $5,000.
So we got it covered.
Good. Okay, so we have it carried out. It's a total of $5,000.
So Motion?
Make a motion, yeah.
To do that.
Mr. Riley? Mr. Riley moves to donate $5,000.
Second the motion to do that.
You understood what I was saying.
Harry Kay Foundation, second Ms. Grunbaum. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. The next one is Millsboro Historical Society is requesting $6,000 for their Jacob Godwin School. Last grant received for this program was the amount of $3,000 from Mr. Riley, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
I think I want to do $2,000 for this one today.
Okay.
Because I want to reserve some for the next one.
Okay. Riley makes a motion to grant $2,000 from his account to the Millsboro Historical Society Godwin School Maintenance.
I can do a $200.
Okay. Ms. Grunbaum's $200. Okay, that's a total of $2,200 so far. Okay. We have a motion. Mr. Riley?
So moved.
And a second.
Second, Ms. Grunbaum.
Yep.
Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. And then the last one is True Blue Jazz is requesting $10,000 for their 13th annual True Blue Jazz Festival. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $10,000. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda, and this would qualify for the countywide youth, which we have $2,000 left.
And so?
So that would be that you have $8,000, yeah. But you don't have enough in your accounts to cover
so
that.
We're not going to cover that.
Right.
Okay. I will go ahead and go first. I'll donate $1,662 to the True Blue Jazz Festival.
Is this going to be our last grant request?
I sure hope so.
Session for the year?
Yes. Okay. Anybody yes. That's applied, we tell them that we'll wait till July.
We're cleaning up here today. So I'll donate the balance that's in my account.
Okay. Which is $2,100.
Right.
And I have $650 left, I think. So
yes, you do.
I will do that.
So no more after this? This is the,
no.
Okay. Well, do we have any?
Ms. Grunbaum, that was you?
Yes, I'm $650.
Okay. Okay.
$400.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do $400. That's all I've got.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, so what's that total, Ms. Yang?
I got it. The motion is $650 from District 3, $1,662 from District 4, $400 from District 1, $400 from District 2, $2,150 from District 5, and $2,000 from the Countywide Youth Grant for a total of $7,262.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Second. Riley. Second, Ms. Grunbaum, to donate $7,262 to True Blue Jazz. Any questions on that motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you very much. Next is the introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have two. The first one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility and office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 7.00 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the next one is in your district, Mr. Hudson. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings, three units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 2.18 acres, more or less.
Was that me?
That was in Mr. Hudson's district.
I'll introduce it.
And that is all.
That is it, okay.
Thank you.
So executive session was cut from the agenda earlier today. So we have obviously no action to be taken, and there will be no 1:30 hearings because they withdrew their applications. Okay, council member comments.
I was gonna acknowledge Peggy Raley representing the Jazz Festival, And in prior years, she's been able to make a presentation to us. Unfortunately, you're a couple minutes late. We already did the the grants, and we cleaned out all of our accounts with everything we had to cover what we could. But do we? Can we make time a couple minutes for her? Okay. Could we make a couple minutes for her to address us, or it's not on the agenda?
Okay. Does anybody else want to comment? You guys, would you like to come up?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sure. Hello.
Hello, Peggy.
There are a few of you who know who we are, but we have some new faces, so welcome to the new faces. I am Peggy Raley from True Blue Jazz. This is Eddie Sherman from True Blue Jazz. We are the independent Straight Ahead Jazz Festival that also works very closely with kids in our community and also our first responders. So we are in our 13th year, and we bring great and amazing headliners in the world of jazz to our community. We work with the kids in the schools. We give the kids performance opportunities across the year. We provide scholarships to graduating seniors. We provide instruments to kids that cannot otherwise afford them. We provide private instruction at the behest of the band teachers. And as I said, we give the kids performance opportunities throughout the year. We also do a six-hour big band marathon at the Rehoboth Beach Firehouse, which is entirely a fundraiser for our first responders. And that concert always opens with the Cape Henlopen High School Jazz Band. Our festival also opens on Wednesday night at Bethany Blues with young people from elementary school, middle school, high school from across the county. We have multiple school districts represented at that event. So the kids get a night to go out there and shine. Many of the kids in our program, as we call them, our True Blue Jazz kids, have gone on to become music educators, several professionals in music. You will see on the poster that Eddie is handing you. Young Jackie Johnson has just completed 4 years at Temple University, and she's already booking gigs at one of the most preeminent jazz clubs on the entire East Coast. So you spend a little time with the kids, and it really goes a long way, and a lot of them are giving back. Some of our former True Blue Jazz kids have gone on to become music therapists, so they're working in a healing capacity as well. And as again, there's many new faces here, but as the faces who know us have heard us say, when you provide music education to kids, you are providing the opportunity to expand their minds in many, many ways. Music is math. Music is science. It is conclusively proven with research over and over again. Children who are actively engaged in music programs have higher math scores. They have higher reading and cognitive scores. And you're also creating an opportunity for kids to learn to work together. When you walk into a band room or a chorus room, it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic background is, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, none of it matters. The only thing that matters to that group of kids is whether or not you can play the instrument or you can make your voice work. And it's a great way to teach kids being harmonious together and to be creative and to be forward thinking. And don't we need that in this crazy time in which we live? Any questions?
Awesome. I don't have a question. I just want to thank you for doing this. I love jazz, and one of the great joys was finding out about the Jazz Festival, I don't know how many years ago, and I attend on a regular basis. It's fabulous.
The Jazz Festival that actually has jazz.
Yes, right. Yes. Good point. Yes. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
The thing you see in that book, and I mean the flyer that we did, just highlights the kids' programs, and couple of testimonial comments from a couple of the kids that, you know, talk about working in our programs or exposure to our workshops or being able to come to the concerts for free and then meeting the artists really turn their heads around to where they were going in school, and just the idea that you could make a professional career out of music, not just knocking around in local gigs and aspire to play. And look, you know, we're both crazy, eat up with music. And I mean, that's classical to opera to, Peggy just had an Irish band, Grammy nominated Irish band out for a concert, their third appearance last Monday night. She's had an opera show out there. And of course, all the jazz work that we do, you know, and the artists that we bring in, we try to get them in front of as many kids as we can. And of course, we open the festival with Bethany Blues, gives us their club room, and it's all kids from all grade levels. And they take the stage, and they get the stage the whole night, and they're just, you know, it's different than playing in front of parents and friends and family at, you know, the scheduled holiday concerts that are part of their band program in any one of the elementary or junior high, middle school, or high school, you know, Christmas concert, spring concert. When they're playing in a club, they think they're in it, and they are in it, and they get really lit up about it. And so it's a big thrill to do that and start off the festival like that. And then, and as Peggy said, to see them progress through the grades. And one particular group of Cape seniors became the...
the rhythm section at University of Delaware.
Was it 2022?
Yes.
They had every chair of the rhythm section. That means bass, drums, piano, and guitar. That was the first time that's ever happened in the state, all-state jazz band. And then that same crew went to Italy with the University of Delaware band to the Umbria Jazz Festival and played. I want to go to the Umbria Jazz Festival and play. But
they did.
I just get to go and see it, yeah. You know, I'll be happy.
Well, one thing I appreciate so much is that you come back every year and you update us with what you've done. You know, sometimes we give grants and we take it on faith that it's being used effectively, but you come back and report, and I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate your support, Mr. Riley, and thank you for giving us the opportunity today. Unfortunately, we were bottling this morning.
We
at the
went
winery
really fast today. Just really land speed record for a meeting today. Yeah, unusual. But thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
There's a donate button on the website.
Never saw one of those mentioning.
For each and every one of you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lawson, was there anything else? I think that's it. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? And then we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.